This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Just one eon point on Daf Chavtes. The Gemara said that in Beis Shammai, when two sisters fall to one brother, and the first sister fell first, the Mufne, if he does Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, in contradistinction to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, Maimer doesn't really do anything. So now you can't live with the Balas Hamamar, and you can't live with the Yavama, but according to Beis Shammai, living with the Maimer at least is strong enough, giving Maimer to the Yavama is strong enough to push away the sister. So a very interesting Chakira. This is the Chakira of Rabbi Chanan, and this is the Chakira of the Berachas Shmuel. The Berachas Shmuel is found in Siman Tes, and Rabbi Chanan is in Siman Lamed Hei. The Chakira is like this. This is a major Chakira in Beis Shammai. What's Pshat a Maimer? Is it part of the Din of Yibum that the Rabbanon, or maybe even Midaraisa, there's a way to accomplish Yibum B'miktsas, namely Maimer? And I would say that's Mashma and Omid Beis, because the Gemara has a concept of Yibum, of Maimer de Hetera, Maimer in a situation where you could have done Yibum, Maimer in a situation you could not have done Yibum. Or no, there's a din. Kedushin is toyface on a Yavama. The same way you could be Mekadesh an Isha, you could be Mekadesh a Yavama. In other words, what is the function of Maimer? Is Maimer some type of partial Yibum? Or is Maimer, no, it's not Yibum at all. It's just the same way I could marry Stam a woman, I could marry a Yavama. And Kedushin is toyface to the Yavama. Now, the Berachas Shmuel and the Rebbe Chanan say this is Machlokes Tosfos and the Tosfos Yishanim. So let's start with Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos de Rei Amaschel, Ela Lidchois B'Tzara Bilvad. On the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line. Tosfos says, Tosfos B'Chlal learns the whole sugya differently. Tzara does not mean the sister. Tzara means literally the tzara who fell with the Balas HaMaimer. Okay, not like we learned. Rashi learned Kaloimar. According to Beis Shammai, it pushes off the tzara, namely the second Yavama. According to Tosfos, it means when you do Maimer to a woman, if another woman fell with her, it pushes her off. The nearly read that Sarah Hainu Shaima Babai Sachad. Vahachi Perushai, Loi Tema Maimer Lebe Shammai is a Kenyan Gomor, Ela Lidchos with Sarah, that if you give Maimer to one of two Yavamais that fell from one bias, even though the Balas HaMaimer, you have to give a get. So if you have to give a get, means that you did not release the Zika. So if you didn't release the Zika, maybe you have to do chalitza to the tzara. Tzarasa miu p'tur lagamri. It patters the tzara completely. Why? Beloi chalitza. Listen to this. Now why would... This is... Tosfos is forced to say this. Because since Tosfos learns that the tzara is not the sister, but the tzara is the koai falling with her. And now the question is, if I give maimer to Lady A, I have to give Lady A a get, then that means there's still Zika l'chayra to Lady B. How could I get off the hook by not giving chalitza to Lady B? The answer is, kivan shehizchil akinyan lasleis bazu, since I already began the kinyan with this woman, meaning it sounds like I began the yibum with this yivama, afal pishle nigmar, karinan bay bayisachar hu boinaveina boinabeis batim. We know that halacha is, you can only do yibum to one lady. So in this case, what do you mean? I'm not doing Yibam to either. I just gave one of them Maimer. No, Tosfos says the words, Hischil HaKinyan, lastly, I began the Yibam. Beginning of the Yibam is also Begeder, Bayisacharu Boina, Veino Boina Shtei Batim. Tosfos is learning Maimer, at least in Beis Shammai, is a yibum b'miktsas. And the same way yibum legamri would say the other one's completely potter because bayis echad ubayna veina bayna shnei batim. Yibum b'miktsas also we say bayis echad ubayna veina bayna shnei batim. However, if you look in the Taisus Yishanim, the last six lines or so, Lachin nira l'Rabbeinu nesane l'far shita acherash meirosh ad soif maimer v'ad soif. He's bothered on Rashi. It's not a tzara. It's an achaisa. So he says like this: maimer eino kona aluchos tzara b'vad kolayma d'tzara sameyachiv. The tzara from his brother shehi achaisa shabalas maimer. Who's the sister of the Baal Smaimer, Loi Boi Chalitza, Aval Ihi Loi Sagi Beget, Ube Shamei Letamayu, Dahachi Mefarsh B'Yushalmi, Omer Ablaz Ben Arach, Giresh, the Baal Smaimer, Loi Tei Tzricha Chalitza, Amar Rav Hila B'Shem Rav Lazar, Moide B'Sham, Shem Giresh, the Baal Smaimer, Tzricha Mena Chalitza, Am Leshan Loi Sagi Lo Beget. So Tosus Yishan asks him, "Taimar kivon deloy olim koyach balas maimer liftar beget heichi alimi liftar tsarasa mechalitza." If the balas maimer is not strong enough to exempt you with a get, in other words, you still need to give chalitza to the balas maimer. How could you exempt the tsara from chalitza? So the Taz Yisharim says, Yesham Duloy Gara mi Kiddushin da Alma. It's no less than regular Kiddushin. Very different than Taisus. Taisus learned it's Hischil Bekinyan. Taisus learns Maimer is the beginning of the Yibam process. So Taisus Yisharim says, no, Maimer is no less than Kiddushin da Alma. Da Hachanami Iksiv Velak Chazu Maimer. If you married a woman and then the brother died, it's pashit deloy teitzei hamu'ureses. So to the balas hamaimar. Bottom line is the Tosfos Yishanim learns that maimar is not haschalas hayibam, but rather it is kedushin. A similar chakira you could have in Beis Hillel. You know, how does Beis Hillel view maimar? Is it part of the yibam process? Or is it Kiddushin the Alma? And Rav Nachum says, the Gemara on Daf Tes, basically, on Daf Yud Tes, had this Shaila in a different context. Remember on Daf Yud Tes on the Beis, the Gemara had a Shaila whether Maimer is Baal Karcha. Ha'oisa Maimer b'yavimta shaloi midaita, Rabbi Oimer kanach amar loy kanach. Rabbi learns out from Bia Diyavama. Rabbanon learn out from Kedushin the Alma. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is what is maimer? Is maimer haschalas? Is it yibum b'miktsas? In that case, maybe you should be able to do it bal karchach, or is maimer kedushin? And if it's kedushin, it has to be midaita. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Okay? Kol Tov, everyone. V'matzliach Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.